Many people gathered in Hyde Park in Sydney's Central Business District, then while chanting anti-US and anti-Israeli slogans, marched to the US consulate in Martin Place. It's the first time in its 33-year history that a rally for International Al-Quds Day was held in Australia. The speakers at the rally expressed their solidarity for Palestine as well as other oppressed people in Bahrain, Saudi Arabia and Burma. The demonstrators accused Israel of creating a humanitarian disaster in Palestine by denying essential supplies, as well as the Israeli forces killing innocent Palestinians and creating an apartheid system.
In Gaza there is a siege which has been officially in place since for five years. However, as I mentioned in my speech, the blockade or restrictions on the movement of Palestinians go back as far as 1991. And then in the West Bank there is an occupation, which is a brutal occupation, which has been in place for over 40 years, not to mention the discrimination of Palestinians who live within Israel, and the refugees who have been in refugee camps spread around the Middle East for over 60 years now.
Earlier in the week, the Australian Zionist community voiced their opposition to the staging of the Hyde Park rally, allegedly partly due to a video showing comparisons made between Israel and Nazi Germany on the Australian Al-Quds YouTube channel. But the organisers say the video was taken out of context and the protest was a peaceful demonstration against the Israeli occupation of Palestine with no ill intent towards any Jewish people.
No way are we racist or incite any kind of hatred or violence. We are in support of all people whose land have been taken from them, regardless of whether they were Muslim, Christian, Jews or anyone else. And the land of Palestine is a land that is not uniquely to Muslims. It belongs to people of many different faiths. And that's who we are supporting today in our rally.
The protesters also slammed the Australian government for supporting Israel, saying the administration is committing crimes against humanity and should be regarded as a terrorist regime. They also rejected the US-backed two-state solution, arguing that innocent Palestinians were forced off their land when Israel was declared in 1948. And should have the right to return.
The situation in Palestine continues to grow ever dire, particularly in the Gaza Strip. Observers say a full humanitarian crisis could develop due to lack of health supplies and fresh water. Daniel Pizarro, Press TV, Sydney.